"Let me just run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere, and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
It's never been more important to diversify your financial portfolio.
Well, that's right. The S&P is down 20% from the last year, and this year looks even worse.
Gold and precious metals offer a hedge against inflation and stock market volatility. And Legacy Precious Metals is the company Ken and I trust.
Protect your retirement account by rolling it into a gold-backed IRA or have metals shipped directly to your door.
Call our friends at Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or visit buylegacygold.com.
This week at Safeway, enjoy big savings with the BOGO sale, where select items throughout the store are buy one, get one free. With this week's BOGO sale, get select meats like Signature Farms 90% lean ground beef or boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one, get one free. Plus, select fresh produce items like 1 pound containers of sweet strawberries or containers of blueberries or buy one, get one free. Safeway, come in and explore and see what other deals you can find.
Belt and Ken Shampo, KFI, AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
Thanks for tuning in. Tomorrow, this hour is Moistline time at 520 and 550. So we're still collecting a few more calls. You can use the talkback feature on the iHeartRadio app to leave your message, a little microphone there, or call the toll-free number, 1-877-MOIST-86, 1-877-664-7886. Headline story today is that the L.A. City Council has voted almost unanimously. There was one holdout, and we will say right off the bat, Mike Bonin didn't attend this vote, to allow the towing now of RVs parked on Los Angeles streets. They stopped this because of the pandemic-era moratorium. And according to this vote, they are lifting the moratorium because people are complaining more and more about RV dwellers dumping human waste on streets, using drugs, accumulating trash. There's a lot of stipulations that go with lifting this moratorium, which we will talk about. But one of the places that we have noticed, which has been overwhelmed by the RVs, is on the west side of Los Angeles. And this is the Bologna Wetlands.
Playa del Rey, it's south of Venice. It's a beautiful ecological preserve, bird sanctuary. There's a lot of wildlife, a lot of creatures that live in the wetlands there, a lot of vegetation, biodiversity, and all that. There's a waterway that cuts the wetlands in half. And I've been there many times, and we had to stop biking there after a while because of the homeless people setting up tents on the biking paths, which I thought was intolerable. But what got worse was these dozens and dozens of RVs that were lining the roadways around the wetlands, and they were dumping all kinds of feces and garbage and heroin needles into the wetlands. I mean, you know what people in RVs can produce in terms of human waste and garbage. Well, it was all going to the wetlands. Not to mention their behavior included fights, physical threats, intimidation. They were trading women, forcing women into sex. Lots of garbage, lots of debris and furniture. It's just unbelievably filthy and gross. I was just there, I guess Sunday or a week ago Sunday.
And I drove past there this morning. This is along Jefferson Boulevard. We're going to talk now to Lucy Hahn, president of a nonprofit called Friends of the Jungle, about what's going on in these wetlands and get her take on this LA City Council decision.
Lucy, thanks for coming on again.
Thanks for having me. Really appreciate it. You bringing light to the situation.
Yeah.
What are the parking rules where these people are? Are there signs? What is the regulation?
The regulation, the parking signs themselves say no parking overnight, but the law that was just passed by the city, they're able to tow the any RVs or cars that people live in. If they present a threat to environmentally sensitive habitats, they may be towed.
Oh, that sounds specifically for the wetlands then.
That's specifically for the Biona Wetlands Ecological Reserve, as well as the Biona Marsh, which is all right there by the RVs.
So you do expect some real action here.
Well, we're hoping. I'm not sure if LAPD and DOT can work quickly. They've been authorized, but I was told that they still need to go over some procedural things before they are actually able to physically go out there.
According to the guidelines, these will be traffic officers. They'll have to document that nobody's living in the vehicle set to be towed. If somebody is living there, they're just going to be asked to move or comply with the parking restrictions. Do you think that's going to be a barrier?
I there's actually a subsequent revision to their report, which says that anything that creates an environmental hazard will require immediate tow. So it doesn't it says that immediate tow. That does not mean that outreach will be done first. It says immediate tow.
Because if they're living in the RV, then they're dumping their human waste into the wetlands.
So, the first
priority should be people who are living in there because they're creating waste. If it's abandoned, at least there isn't any more waste coming out of that vehicle.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Right.
And you believe there could be as many as 60 in this area?
Oh, 60. I mean, there's probably about 30 RVs and 30 cars. But this thing that the city just passed can remove all vehicle dwellers from the wetlands and without outreach and do an immediate tow if they choose.
All right.
And do you know if there's been any response from these people yet that are hanging out in these campers?
Well, I don't think that they've been approached quite yet. Response, I'm not even sure they know about the law that just was passed yesterday.
Do you think all those RVs work? Or are they?
I think a lot of them work, not all of them.
So they can start them up and drive out of there.
They can drive out of there, and if not, then they can be towed.
Do you know how this started? I mean, there wasn't that many vehicles there like 5-10 years ago, was there?
No, not pre-COVID. What the city did, which is really idiotic, is they let everyone shelter in place. So it became to where it went from a few RVs and cars to over 60. At times, I think we've even seen 100 down there. So...
And are they coming from out of state? A lot of out of state plates?
Oh, yeah. A lot of them are from out of state, especially through the west side. Majority of them are from, like, out of the city and out of state.
Oh,
why
yeah.
Not?
Yeah, because, you know, obviously people who live in RVs, they travel all over the place, and they got the word that you go to L.A., you can be at the beach or be by the wetlands for a good long time.
Be at the wetlands and have a beautiful view, see birds, and, you know, not be encumbered by laws. Because there was a moratorium on parking enforcement for vehicle dwellers, so they took advantage of that.
So a lot of people you know have not been going there since it's got taken over like this.
Oh, no one can go there. We were actually there this weekend trying to show, the mayoral candidate, Joe Buscino, as well as a candidate for councilwoman, Tracy Park, our situation. So And what had happened is we got pulled back. We were walking through the area where the RVs are, and then we got pulled back because Buscaino saw, like, there's a blowtorch and knives there. He didn't feel it was safe, so we got pulled back. And what happened was a woman from one of the RVs got porta-potty water with feces and urine and dumped it on one of the participants, my colleague at Friends of the Jungle.
Oh, what?
No.
Are you serious?
We filed a police report, and the lady was arrested. But, you know, with the law these days, she's probably already out.
What was in the water?
One of your colleagues
got dumped feces and urine water?
Urine from the porta-potty. There's a porta-potty set up for the dwellers.
Who set
and
it up? The city?
A big bucket. Yeah, the city, Bonin. Councilman Bonin did. And then so she went into the porta potty, got it. You could tell because it's purple water. And then she threw it on my colleague, and she got it all over her clothing. And good thing it didn't hit her face. And, you know, because you could catch hepatitis, all kinds of things.
Oh, God.
It's really scary down there. Do not want to go in there.
Were they arrested?
Yeah, the lady was arrested. She was arrested.
A woman. Yeah, see, that's the kind of psychotic behavior that goes on all day and all night in these encampments. These aren't poor, unfortunate people. These are psycho cases. A lot of them are.
Well, I mean, you know, there's sex trafficking that goes down there. RV meth lab, the marsh, actually, 5 acres almost got burnt down. We've had shootings there, it's pretty dangerous.
I mean, listen to this. I mean, meth labs, shootings, mm-hmm. prostitution.
Mm-hmm. What about the shootings? They shoot from the Jefferson, where the RVs are. They shoot into the homes on the bluff, and I know people that have had their windows broken from gunshots.
They shoot from their RVs at the homes on the bluff.
Correct.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Well, Lucy, are you familiar with a man by the name of Stephen Yagman?
No.
Yeah, well, you're going to be because he was on our show years ago and hung up on us. He's a civil rights attorney. He's going right to court to try to get a temporary injunction to stop this enforcement.
Hmm. Okay, yeah.
Oh, he's a flaming...
Oh, he is
people.
Way out there.
A-hole. Seriously. Right. There's nothing nice to
say
about him.
He will defend these people to the hilt. He's an attorney. And,
well, yeah, we are very compassionate towards the unhoused, but when you have people that are, you know, having meth labs and dumping pee on you and defecating and destroying the wetlands where the endangered species, and there's also the Gabrieleno Kitz tribe, and it is their ancient burial ground, and the people are pooping on their ancestors, the sacred thing. You know, this can't continue. This is, you know, we have a very unique situation down here with the wetlands. Very few. There's like almost no other in our area. So
just unconscionable. Unconscionable. I just can't believe this has gone on the way it has for so long. It's unbelievable.
Exactly.
Lucy, you do great work, and we want to stay on top of this and make sure that every one of these RVs is towed. No excuses, no reason. Everybody's got to go. This is just completely outrageous.
Whenever they start this, we'll count on you for reports as to what they're doing.
Well, for sure. And then also there's these areas called safe parking. When they say, oh, we have nowhere to tow them, we'll put them in safe parking. But the safe parking program, if you're in there, if you're parked there, an RV or a car, you need to follow the rules and get with the homeless services. Yeah, and sometimes people aren't.
You can't have
what we hear over and over again. No rules.
You can't have a meth lab. You can't be shooting people. You can't be
dumping needles on the ground.
Yeah, selling women.
No sex trafficking.
No sex trafficking.
No throwing poo water at people. Oh, Lucy, thanks for coming on.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
Hi, it's Lucy Hahn, president of a nonprofit called Friends of the Jungle. Their concern is the Bologna wetlands, which have been overrun with RVs and cars all parked around it.
Bonnet allowed this, encouraged this. He gave those vagrants the porta potty that was used to dump the fecal water on the woman. That's Bonnet's fecal water there.
You heard Lucy mention this tour that was taken, and one of the people that was there was Tracy Park. I think she's one of the candidates who wants to replace Bonin on the council. So if she's going there to see the damage, that could be a good sign that if she wins the election, this might be taken more seriously. Because I tell you, if they do go through with this new law, or rather reimposing this law about towing these vehicles, you need a councilman on your side to get this done, to really make sure that they follow through. All right, more coming up.
John and Ken, KFI.
John and Ken Show, KFI, AM 640. We are live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. Oh, we have some audio to play coming up after 5:30, some Washington funnies. It's like our edition of the comics. It's the Hunter Biden story, and the Fox News reporter Peter Ducey tried to question that slippery White House press secretary, Jen Psaki, about Hunter Biden's helping out his son and his Chinese business connections. Now, remember, Joe Biden has said repeatedly, particularly when he was running for president in 2020, not so much lately because nobody really asked him, that he had nothing to do with his son's business affairs. Right? That was his. But when you hear this,
that's his big
you'll realize that's BS.
Did you hear Jen Psaki is moving to work at in propaganda at MSNBC?
Yeah, who cares?
But this
nobody watches that channel anyway.
No, I know, but this is what life is about for these people. They do propaganda from the White House, then they go propaganda on television.
Yeah, well, they figure now it's a good hire. They've got somebody from the inside who really can tell us the truth about the Biden administration. It's
yeah, silly. The truth.
And then this back and forth about, well, I guess the question a couple of weeks ago to the Supreme Court nominee, define a woman. Now we have another version of that, where California's own Javier Becerra, or as Biden calls him, Baccaria, the Health and Human Services Secretary, was asked by a congresswoman, can men get pregnant? All right, all this is coming up. It's really
and what was his answer?
Javier Baccaria.
We're going to play it for you. You have to wait for that.
If somebody's asking the question.
Yeah. So we're going to keep an eye on this much publicized story that the city of LA is going to go back to towing vehicles, which are violating parking restrictions, particularly the ones that say no overnight parking, because that's what the RV people like to do, pull up and live out of there. And
see,
they have completely overwhelmed an ecological preserve called the Bologna Wetlands.
I honestly, I hate these people. I drive by, I see what they're doing. There's such huge pile of garbages, and it's sometimes, you know, one of them crawls out, and they're just so dirty and ugly and skanky looking, and just you can tell that they're just bad people up to no good. These people are rough and mean looking.
Every time the Times goes there, they just interview someone that's like the do-gooder.
Yeah, the Times.
Remember
lies.
The last time they did a story, there was a woman that runs around telling people, "Don't trash the place. Be care. Be nice."
Well, everybody else was trashing the place. And same thing when I went by the VA encampment many times, right? And those guys were stumbling out in the street. I mean, they had open bottles of whiskey they were swigging from, just mean, nasty, yelling, waving their arms, just really unpleasant, and repulsive.
Now here comes an update on Sheriff V, Sheriff Alex Villanueva of L.A. County. And this is somewhat irrelevant now because the pandemic is far over. But we still have these politicians that are bent on enforcing their COVID-19 vaccination policy. And we're talking about the L.A. County Board of Supervisors, which voted this week 4-1. Only Supervisor Catherine Barger dissented. And what they are now trying to do is give the county's personnel director the power to fire employees who do not comply with the vaccination policy. Which brings us back to Sheriff V, because he said he had no intention of doing that. And he said it's his discretion to determine whether or not his employees should be fired or hired. So I guess since there was a loophole here or nobody knew, they decided on the Board of Supervisors to, enshrine it in like county law?
Yeah. Well, this is garbage. If they actually enforce this, first of all, the pandemic is over. Secondly, whatever cases are around are for a variant that the vaccine doesn't appear to even, isn't able to stop.
Yeah, I think they're looking for like a future gain here, and that there might be something that comes to us a year or two from now that needs a new vaccine.
Third thing, and most importantly, a lot of sheriff's deputies are going to quit, and we're already way short of sheriff's deputies, and that it would be irresponsible and frightening if they actually caused the force to shrink even further. They already won't give Villanueva the money that he needs to hire more.
That was spoken like a real politician. It would be irresponsible.
It is. It would, yeah, it is. It's unbelievable that they would cause the resignations of so many deputies. There's a lot of deputies who didn't get the vaccine, and that's their choice. Leave them alone. Threats over. Doesn't really work anyway on the new variant. So what are you doing?
Supposedly, a little less than 50% of the sheriff's department employees were vaccinated. The county says that they got 81%.
These are people, because there are a bunch of bossy people, you know, this Hilda Solis and Sheila Kuehl and Janice Hahn. They're just bossy and obnoxious. You're going to do what I say. I'm telling you what to do, and you got to listen. And the sheriff's deputies are saying, flip off. You're not going to tell me to inject something in my body, which isn't going to work anyway. Which doesn't even have a purpose anymore.
Sheriff Villanueva says there are 4,185 sheriff staff members, sworn and professional, who would be subject to termination because of the vaccine mandate. So now we're going to see if the Board of Supervisors and whoever is the personnel department head actually follows through and fires these people.
That would create a safety disaster, a safety emergency. And it's bad enough out there. And now you'll be down 4,000 personnel? That's crazy. Then those people should be immediately taken out of office.
So we'll see where they go with this. And by the way, did you see Sheriff V said this week that he believes that like a large percentage of LA County Sheriff's deputies and personnel are like conservative, they're right-wing people? He threw that in there this week.
cops generally are. So are firefighters.
We got more coming up.
John and Ken, KFI. John and Ken Show. John Cobell and Ken Champeau, KFI, AM 640 live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
Yeah, apparently the governor of New York announced today that they may roll back part of their state's criminal justice reform law.
Yeah.
And more discretion used in setting bail, because they've had a problem with no bail there, too.
Yeah, they had a no bail policy, and it's been a disaster. Guys getting arrested several times a day.
Oh, in New York City, it was terrible. Yeah. I think there was one guy who was throwing feces on people in the subways, and he kept getting released time and time
again. To throw more feces.
Yeah, he kept throwing more feces.
I mean, what?
It was this thing.
Why is everybody so crazy? I can't believe how much insane public behavior is going on, and the craziest stuff is happening from those people in office, power.
Part of me, I think, would rather be shot than attacked with feces all over my face.
That's a tough call there.
That sounds like E. Coli-ville.
You wouldn't want to get that,
antibiotic resistant strain of E. coli you're talking about? You're talking about super gonorrhea.
No, yeah, that too. But the last hour at the RV,
that was half an hour ago, not even last hour. You're talking about Lucy Hahn's story?
The Lucy Hahn story, right.
Right. She said she was taking a tour of the Bologna wetlands, and apparently a woman attacked one of the people that were on the tour with a bowl full of toilet water?
Yeah, from the
used toilet water.
From the bottom of a porta potty. The tank, the catch basin that gets all the poop and the pee and everything. And she took it out, I guess slid it out from under the toilet and just dumped it on this woman who's taking a tour of all the destruction of the wetlands.
I guess that was saying you're not welcome, wasn't it?
Yeah, go away.
We turn to nutty D.C. politics. There's only a few reporters, there should be a lot more, who are following up all the more developing news in the Hunter Biden saga. Hunter Biden, of course, used his father's powerful political position to enrich himself with business deals with the communist Chinese businessmen and business companies. And this particular part we're going to talk about deals with the fact that Joe Biden has said time and time again, whatever he did with his business, I had nothing to do with. That was his. We kept it all separate. Well, apparently in 2017, Joe Biden wrote a college recommendation letter for the son of a Chinese executive who did business with Hunter Biden. Now, does that sound like a guy who's not involved in his son's? Dad, this will really help me if you write this letter of recommendation for this Chinese businessman's son to get into Brown University. Could you do something here? Apparently, the company in question was a Chinese investment firm, Bohai Capital and BHR. And Hunter held a 10% stake in BHR as recently as last year. So the audio we're going to play is the Fox News reporter Peter Ducey questioning the White House press secretary Jen Psaki about this recommendation letter.
Was it common for President Biden to do favors for Hunter Biden's international business partners, like writing college recommendations for their kids?
I've seen the report. I have no confirmation or comment on a report about whether or not the president, when he was a private citizen, wrote a college recommendation letter for an individual.
A college recommendation letter, though, from at the time a former vice president would be a big deal. So do we know what the president might have gotten in return for doing a favor like that?
Again, I have no confirmation of any recommendation letter the president wrote when he was a private citizen,
blanket
by the
denied.
Way, not serving in public office. That's even the report.
But he's the president now, and you're his spokesperson.
Correct. And he was not the president at the time of this report.
So there's evidence that the president at one point was office mates with Hunter and his brother Jim here in D.C.
It's not accurate.
That is not accurate. So when Hunter Biden is emailing a landlord, please have keys made available for new office mates, Joe Biden, Jill Biden, Jim Biden, that you're disputing.
They were not office mates, no.
They were not office mates. Okay.
Great.
Great.
You can see how ticked she is.
Yeah.
Great.
Boy, that...
Get that generic response. I have no information.
Great. I'm going to stab you.
Great.
Wow. He's...
CBS News, a couple of outlets are finally looking into this further, and they report a number of troubling transactions that have been flagged involving Hunter Biden and these Chinese companies that he was doing business with. And as you probably know by now, Hunter Biden is under a grand jury investigation, basically for tax evasion and money laundering, dealing with some of his business partners.
Yeah,
of which I'm sure Joe knew nothing. The big guy knew nothing.
He was getting millions and millions of dollars from the Ukrainians and the Chinese, and I guess wasn't paying taxes on it.
Again, flip the script. Go back a couple of years. If this was one of the Trump kids involved in this, holy crap, the coverage would be wall to wall every day by most of these networks.
And what's funny is they were always crowing about all the corruption in the Trump family and
the Trump kids.
But the Trump kids never got indicted for anything.
No.
But here, Hunter Biden's on the verge of getting a major indictment. And the thing is, the tax charges, they're just the tip of the iceberg. I mean, that's generally what the feds do to nail somebody easily, because the tax crimes are easy to prove. A lot of times, business corruption is complicated and very time-consuming. But if you can just prove that they got the money, whether the origin was legit or not, they didn't pay taxes. That's a quick
conviction.
I like
the way this was worded. Back in December 2020, Fox News got a report that Biden Hunter was the subject / target of a grand jury investigation. But an inside, well-placed source said, oh, no, he's a target. And a target means there's a high probability that person committed a crime. Subject just means we don't know for sure, but we're looking at you. But he was described by this high place source as a target of the grand jury investigation. So, all right, now we turn to more bizarre audio. And this is the culture war segment of the show. This is a congresswoman. This is Lauren Boebert. This is the woman from Colorado that's a QAnon woman. Is that her?
Yeah, she also...
The one that yelled at Biden during the State of the Union.
She tried to bring a gun into the Capitol building. They found it on her. She was trying to get past security. And that caused a ruckus.
So obviously she's out to make a name for herself, and she's questioning, we know him well here in California, the useless, almost discarded Health and Human Services Secretary Javier Becerra. Remember that report a couple of months ago? It was like, what has he done?
Javier Becerra.
Boy, it's
he and Kamala Harris. That was quite a grab
Kamala Harris, Javier Becerra, and then Garcetti was trying to get in on it too. It's like all the worst, biggest failures in California politics all end up in the Biden White House.
So this is kind of a follow-up to the whole debate over gender roles and gender identity.
Well, the transgender stuff.
Right. As you know, a couple of weeks ago, the Supreme Court nominee was asked to define a woman.
She could not successfully define a woman. And she got elected to the Supreme Court anyway.
Here's what Lauren Boebert asked Becerra.
To start off, as a Secretary of Health and Human Services, can you define for this committee what is a man?
You're looking at one.
Great. So you are a man. I like that. Can you tell me, can men get pregnant?
Unless you know something I don't, I think the answer is pretty obvious.
What is that answer, sir?
I'm asking you, is there something you know that I don't know that would say that a man...
Well, I'm asking what you know. Can men get pregnant?
I'm not aware of it.
Okay. Well, Mr. Secretary, materials coming from your department, you've referred to mothers as birthing persons, replacing that title with...
Are mothers not persons?
Mothers are persons, but it seems to be more inclusive, like you're trying to include another gender in that.
I'm all about inclusion.
There you go.
That was a good answer.
Just as a mother of four boys, I'm not necessarily offended at that. I am a person, but it's just unscientific and absurd.
How so?
To include men in that, if you're going to be inclusive, if you're going to be inclusive in birthing persons.
You know what?
Yes.
Stop a second. She's not smart enough to pull this line of questioning off. She's kind of a dope. There's like a better way to trap him in a corner, and she's just not. Jesus.
It's become all the trendy thing, though. Debate birthing person. And
birthing person.
What is a man? What is a woman? But that was a new one. Can a man become pregnant?
Yeah, yeah. And if your head is spinning on this, this is a woman who transitions to being a man, but she still has her womb and can get pregnant, and therefore she considers herself a man, so you have to address her as a man.
And it did happen.
Yeah.
They went on Oprah. I remember that couple from years ago. That was a big story. This is like 15 years ago, maybe?
That's right.
And it was a woman who decided to identify as a man, but still had her reproductive parts and then got pregnant. Would that be a pregnant man?
All the bizarre stuff that you would only see debated on a daytime trashy talk show is now the main news every day.
Yes, it is. I know.
You know.
And like you always like to say, it's a very, very small percentage of people involved in this category of debate. But all right, we got more coming up.
John and Ken, KFI. John and Ken Show, John Cobell and Ken Champeau, KFI AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
Your final reminder that you can leave a message for the Moist Line. The calls will play tomorrow. It will be cut off soon. You can use the iHeartRadio app and the TalkBack feature, the little microphone, or you can leave a message at 1-877-MOIST-86, 1-877-664-7886. We had briefly mentioned this earlier in the show, particularly when we were talking about the vagrants who were camped in their RVs at the Bologna wetlands and some of their comments to reporters about this idea that the city of L.A. may finally tow their campers away. Walmart has announced they're ready to pay truck drivers up to $110,000 a year to work for the company. Reports are that the truck driver shortage in the U.S. has hit an all-time high of over 80,000 workers. So you've heard all these stories about the big quit, all these people that are quitting jobs. A lot of truck drivers did that during the pandemic, which peaked last year. They're raising pay for long-haul truck drivers and launching a new program to train the next generation. They're trying to do something to help replenish their store shelves and their warehouses across the country. Truck drivers now make between $95,000 and $110,000 in their first year with Walmart. They didn't provide the salary range for a new truck driver, but they said that they have made an average of about $87,000 in their first year. So that would be the kind of boost you're looking at.
Yeah, and they're going to pay for a 12-week program to train you to drive the truck. You earn your commercial driver's license, and then you work for Walmart. And that itself costs $4,000 to $5,000. So you get that for free. And then you get a new job. It'll get you up to $110,000.
I completely changed. When I was a kid, I wanted to be a bus driver. I thought it was cool to drive those big buses.
I wanted to be a taxi driver.
Oh, really? But the people are too close to you and they smell.
Well, I probably would have changed then.
But now I look at the trucks, I'm like, I don't know if I'd... It's safe, obviously, but I'm thinking I just feel like I'd run into stuff. I would mow over parked cars and everything else.
$110,000, and if you don't have a college education, can you imagine? That has a great salary, and that's just the starting salary your first year. I mean, it's a tough job. It's great when you're young. You know, we get older, you You're not going to be home much for your family.
You're away from home a lot. Exactly. For a single guy, this is probably a good deal. You make a lot of money for a few years.
That's why I don't want to hear about, I can't get a job. I've been out here for 6 years living out here, and I can't get a job.
You know, though, when Walmart, they interview the vagrants, they don't even say that anymore.
No.
I want a home.
I want a home.
That's all there they say. I can't afford the housing here, and I demand a home. I don't know whether or not they're working or they're on public assistance, but that doesn't come up.
You know, and that is a mindset. Our culture changed, and people absorbed this idea that they should be able to get stuff without working for it, without earning it. Right. And it's all the way now to give me a home. How dare you not give me a home? And they're outraged. They're indignant. It's like, what? There's no home for me? And that is a huge, huge change in the culture. And I just never forget that when I was growing up, there was nobody that had that attitude. Like even the few bums there were around knew that they were bums, that they were lazy, they weren't working, they drank too much, whatever the reason was, right? Yeah. Never felt like they were entitled. Never made some demand that owe
that's
me.
Not the
you
same, know? Right? Even, it's a different bum today.
Even the bums had self-respect to know they'd made some choices, and that's why they landed where they landed.
And by the way, Walmart has to do this because online sales have just taken off. They rose 11% in the last full fiscal year. So to keep up with this, they need more trucks out there delivering all the packages that people are ordering all over the place, all over the country.
Yeah, that's going to be a gigantic employment sector is delivery drivers.
Yeah, because people have just gotten much lazier.
Yeah.
I don't want to leave my house. Bring me my food. Bring me my toilet paper. Bring me everything.
Yeah. Mr. Conway.
Hey now. Hey, how's that bunker going? Done
John's
yet?
Bunker.
I think I have everything.
The Geiger counter may have arrived. Yes. He's excited.
Right. I think the Geiger counter
We're going to get a
today.
Report tomorrow on the Geiger counter.
It was a box. Had my name on it, I can't think of anything else I got outstanding.
Well, we're moving that direction. All the reporters, all the politicians, and all the people in the, making planes and bombs and guns, they're all ready to go.
Yep.
Every time all the reporters and the politicians are on the same side, they want to go to war, we go to war.
Yeah. Mm. No, it does feel like there's a groundswell for it.
Do you have a plan, Tim?
I think it's going to happen in the next couple weeks. You know, I don't really have much of a plan. I'm 58 with high cholesterol and high blood pressure, so I might just look up in the sky with a beer.
There's not much left for you anyway.
A beer and a joint.
Yeah.
You're headed for the end.
Look, I'd rather be at ground zero than 10 years of your arms and legs falling off, you know?
Your hair falling out.
Yeah, I mean, what are we going to do? I mean, let's say we all survive. What are you going to come back, and what's the topic when you come back? Where's Garcetti?
Yeah, what's John's first show, right?
Yeah. Did Garcetti get new?
You still got all your teeth?
Yeah. What about this homeless problem?
Talk about irrelevant.
And the whole city's on fire. Hey, a water main broke in Hollywood.
Conway's coming up.
All right.
Didn't tell us anything.
Oh, I know. Well, we got stuff.
Right.
We got stuff.
Oh, he's right.
Okay, stuff is always good.
We got a lot of stuff. Tiger Woods.
He'll figure it out.
Tiger Woods. What a day.
Yeah, huge day. All right.
Did you see he dropped the F-bomb?
Oh, I didn't. Was that today?
Yeah, F-off.
Yeah, he got picked up on a hot mic. Yeah.
Oh, I thought that was a previous game. Wow, okay, that's why. Yeah, the guy said good shot, and he said F-off. Wow.
He did say F-off. Ding dong.
That's a tough golfer, man.
Hey,
great shot.
Ding dong,
F-U. Yeah.
KFI, KMST, HD2, yeah. Los Angeles, Orange County, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. Hey, Ken, did you know that gold is the only currency that's held its value since the dawn of money?
Well, I did. Thanks to our friends at Legacy Precious Metals, the most trusted name in gold investing.
Investing in gold protects you against inflation and gives you a hedge against stock market volatility.
Don't leave your retirement to chance. Call Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or download your free investor's guide now at buylegacygold.com. That's buylegacygold.com.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.